From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Military planners and U.S. President Donald Trump are hailing the U.S.-led airstrikes on Syrian chemical weapons facilities as a complete success, with every missile hitting its target. The United States, France, and Britain launched the strikes early Saturday morning, dropping 105 missiles on three Syrian chemical weapons facilities, one in the capital of Damascus and two others near Homs, near the border with northern Lebanon. U.S. military officials said all of the missiles hit their targets within minutes of each other, reducing the facilities to rubble. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence, speaking to the news media at the Summit of the Americas in Lima, Peru, commented on the airstrikes.
We may well ultimately determine that sarin was in fact used in this attack, as it had been in the past. But the president made this decision with high confidence of our intelligence community, supported by our allies, that Syria had conducted the attack and dropped these chemical weapon bombs and ordnance on innocent civilians, and that at minimum it was a chemical weapon chlorine.
International reaction to the joint U.S., French, and British airstrikes against government targets in Syria ranged from support to intense criticism, depending largely on which countries the reaction came from. Syria's foreign ministry said it condemns in the strongest terms the brutal American, British, French aggression against Syria, which constitutes a flagrant violation of international law. Russian President Vladimir Putin described the attacks as an act of aggression against a sovereign government. This is VOA News. The Islamic Jihad militant group says four of its members were killed Saturday in an accidental blast in Gaza near the Israeli border. An explosion apparently struck a three-wheeled vehicle near a Palestinian protest camp. Islamic Jihad said the four were killed during preparations without elaborating. On Friday, the Gaza Health Ministry said one Palestinian was killed and more than 900 others were injured Friday by Israeli troops, who used gunfire and tear gas to repel numerous attempts by Palestinians to cross the border fence separating the Palestinian-governed Gaza Strip from Israel. Tehreek-e-Labbaik Pakistan, an Islamist political party, has called off its protest in Pakistan following an agreement with the government. The protest kicked off in early April in the eastern city of Lahore and continued for 12 consecutive days until late Thursday. Before reaching an agreement, the party warned the Pakistani government that it would arrange a series of demonstrations across the country if their demands were not met. Fresh fighting in northern Afghanistan has disrupted the electric supply to Kabul and several provinces for the second time in less than 3 weeks. The hostilities come as the country's Independent Election Commission on Saturday launched a long-delayed voters' registration process for parliamentary and district council elections scheduled for October 20th. A provincial police spokesman told VOA that a team of technicians from the state-owned electricity department has arrived in the Baghlan province to assess the damage and carry out the repair work. South Africans have held a funeral for Winnie Madikizela Mandela, one of the most prominent figures of South Africa's anti-apartheid movement and member of parliament from 2009 until her death earlier this month. Known to her supporters as Mother of the Nation, Madikizela Mandela was married to anti-apartheid hero Nelson Mandela and spoke for him publicly during his 27 years in prison for conspiring to overthrow the state. A Justice Department report accuses fired FBI Director Andrew McCabe of lacking candor and misleading investigators. The report by the Justice Department Inspector General's office claims that McCabe misled investigators about his role in a news media disclosure about presidential candidate Hillary Clinton just days before the 2016 election. Australian Fire Service issued an emergency warning for a wildfire in southwest Sydney on Saturday. I'm Sarah Williams, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.